So imagine you're at a party and you can't believe that your friend or your spouse isn't picking up on it that you want to leave early. And you're thinking, I gave you the look. With a stranger, we have to start from scratch. We tell the whole story. We explain who the people are, how we feel about them. We spell out all the inside jokes. And guess what? Sometimes they do understand us a little better. Okay, so now that we know that talking to strangers matters, how does it work? There are unwritten rules we tend to follow. The rules are very different depending on what country you're in, what culture you're in. In most parts of the US, the baseline expectation in public is that we maintain a balance between civility and privacy. This is known as civil inattention. So imagine two people are walking towards each other on the street. They'll glance at each other from a distance. That's the civility, the acknowledgement. And then as they get closer, they'll look away to give each other some space. In other cultures, people go to extraordinary lengths not to interact at all. People from Denmark tell me that many Danes are so averse to talking to strangers that they would rather miss their stop on the bus than say excuse me to someone that they need to get around. So instead, there's this elaborate sort of shuffling of bags and using your body to say that you need to get past instead of using two words.